This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
John Simmelheck and Jane Fisher from the Charlottesville Design Center join me live in studio to talk about the Market Value Competition. You can learn more online at marketvaluecompetition.org. That's quick and easy. Hey, thank you for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Coy.
Thank you.
Jane, remind us again, what is the Charlottesville Design Center? I know that y'all have a place down on the downtown mall. Remind us where it is and what y'all do.
Okay. We are the Charlottesville Community Design Center, and it's we are right in the downtown mall, 101 East Main Street. We have an office and a gallery there. And we're an independent nonprofit that really advocate for thoughtful planning and design in the community of Charlottesville.
So an example of that whole idea come to life might be...
Well, the design competition actually is a great example of that. Really working with the city, residents, developers, and just the community in general to make sure that there's a thoughtful way towards planning in Charlottesville.
So that it's not just, say, a developer and some staff member putting together what the community is going to look like. You provide a way that the community can decide what we want to look like.
Or at least have a say in it and be able to really have an open process into what is going on and having a say in what the community is looking for and how that might fit into the rest of the picture in Charlottesville.
Yeah, well, I think that's a wonderful idea, especially as we, you know, learn more and more these days that the community pays for these developments. It's not
Absolutely.
Just a developer. Oftentimes we're seeing that we as a community subsidize these developments with infrastructure that we all have to pay for to make mm-hmm. these developments possible, whether it's sewers or sidewalks or roads. We all pay.
Absolutely.
John, tell us about the Market Value Design Competition. What are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about an architecture design competition for the two service parking lots on Water Street between 2nd Street East and 2nd Street West downtown.
So this is just to orient folks. We're talking about the area in downtown Charlottesville that's south of the downtown mall, between the downtown mall and South Street, the railroad tracks,
right.
Really.
Right, and for City Market goers, right where City Market is held.
So a lot of folks know where City Market is.
Right.
I actually drove by there the other day. It was packed. I couldn't believe what the City Market has become.
Yeah.
It is unbelievable.
Yeah, it is definitely probably one of the top things most people like about Charlottesville if they go to that market. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's really incredible. And you were going to add about the competition.
Well, I was going to say that the two lots is where the City Farmers Market is, and then the other parking lot right next to it, the other surface parking lot. So it's two big blocks of downtown.
Right, that right now is mostly just parking lot.
That's
There's
right.
a little white building there. Isn't there like a...
Yep, and I think they've recently moved. It's H&R Block, and they were renting from the city, that building.
So there's nobody actually living now in this space.
Right.
And the whole point, John, behind the competition is to sort of open the door for some really talented designers just to, you know, throw out some ideas.
I think that's one of the goals of the competition is to really help the city develop the best vision for the site. And one of the ways to do that is to have an open design competition where you can attract designers from all over the country and get a lot of great ideas, as well as some of the local teams who are very familiar with the site, too.
Yeah, yeah. We want to talk about the specifics of the competition, but first, tell me a little bit about, now the city wants to develop this part of downtown. I mean, I guess they're basically saying, hey, we're not going to leave this as parking lots. We're going to do something with it.
Right.
And they have sort of put out word to the design community, hey, bring us your ideas. You know, we're open to anything. We'd like to hear your suggestions.
Yeah.
That's right. The competition had some general guidelines that the design teams were asked to follow, as well as some very specific guidelines in terms of the public parking and civic space and accommodating the city market in their design submissions.
So those were sort of the required elements.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you come up with, you got to have parking, you got to have commercial,
mm-hmm.
you got to have retail, or commercial space, residential space. We want to see public space.
Replacing the market.
And we need a place for the market. Because we don't want to shoo them away. It's become too successful. Everybody loves it. Right. And we sort of want to keep it in this general area.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. And
maybe make something that's a little bit more attractive than what's there right now. I mean, really, it's
a bunch of tents and a parking lot.
Right. I mean, it's a fantastic market itself, but there might be some better ways to make it a little bit more permanent for the vendors.
Have you ever seen that place? Where is it? It's in Charleston. The big market they have there under that big... it's a huge lawn.
Oh, it's a covered?
Yeah, it's all covered. It's a historic structure, I think.
Yeah.
And boy, that's really beautiful. It's really something.
Yeah.
Because it mixes the history with the market. So
right.
It's really nice.
It's a true destination.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So John, tell us how the design competition worked. You got a lot of, tell us about some of the submissions, how many people or groups submitted designs for this Water Street area?
We had 63 teams submit, which was a great response for us. Teams from all over the country and even 5 international submissions. And we had a great local response, too. We had 10 local teams submit. So it was a pretty well-rounded field of teams.
And what were you looking for in a submission? I imagine you weren't looking for a one-page Word document. You were looking for some images, right?
Right. The teams have specific requirements in terms of their submission board. It's a 4-foot by 3-foot board with specific images that they're required to submit and a text description of their general idea.
And before we talk about some of the ideas that came out as a result of the competition, which, by the way, you can see at the Charlottesville Community Design Center, y'all have them all up and on display, right, in your display space, right?
Right. Right now we have all 63 up, so it's a lot to take in when you walk in and see them all. But starting on Friday when we'll talk about that in a little bit, but we'll put up a new exhibit, which will be the winners and probably about the top 20 submissions. So that will be, and they'll be up for the months of October and November.
Okay. So on Friday, which is First Friday,
that's right.
When
6:00.
A whole lot of people hit downtown to see the museums and all the new hangings there, in the Design Center, you will be able to go in on Friday and see the winners of the competition.
Right. We'll have an award ceremony, and we will announce the winners and then have the reception for the whole First Fridays and the whole new exhibit.
Now, at what time are you announcing the winners?
6:00.
6 p.m.
Yeah. Okay.
So plenty of time for folks to get down there after work.
Yeah.
And be there. And, of course, you'll have a lot of city officials there, I'm sure, who are eager to see some of these ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
John, tell us about some of the submissions.
We had a pretty wide range of submissions, varying from kind of lower scale proposals to very dense proposals. Some really focused on the market, some not quite as much. So it's quite a broad range.
Anything jump out in particular that you want to share with us? Any designs? I know that I've seen some of the pictures that Hoss Spencer took that he's got on his blog at readthehook.com. Mm-hmm. You can sort of see some examples. And the first thing that jumps out at me is how futuristic some of these things look. They look like something out of the Jetsons. It's amazing.
There were a couple that were quite futuristic. We asked the designers to be realistic in their submissions. Some of them, or most of them, did so. There were a few.
And
who
some
took
of them
some
just
liberties.
Had fun.
Yeah, that's right. Some of them had fun.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No. Yeah.
But the jury met 2 weekends ago. We had a jury, 10-member jury meet for the weekend. And they, I think, were incredibly diligent at looking at each submission and the winners they chose, which we will talk about on Friday. But the winners were really addressed all the principles and had something that was realistic and something that was incredibly well planned and thoughtful for Charlottesville.
They followed the directions of the competition.
Exactly. So some of the more futuristic ones might not have addressed all this.
I can remember years ago, back in the mid-90s, and in my mind's eye, I can see him standing there. I was walking on down in that very area with Satyendra Hooja, who was the director of community development, and he was pointing out across the parking lots, and he was telling me, wouldn't it be cool if we developed this whole area and we did this and that, and he had all these ideas. But I remember what sticks in my mind, the very crux of his ideas, was to extend the downtown mall, in its current manifestation as a pedestrian mall, south. What road would that be that goes down in between the parking lots?
That would be First Street.
South First Street, all the way down to South Street.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, right here between the parking lots, we could really open it up and have a big fountain or a statue or even a little park.
Right.
And I remember thinking then, wow. I mean, here's the guy, when he first came to Charlottesville in the early 70s, his very first thing he did was to plant those trees on West Main Street, which now were, you know, really tiny little trees back in the day. But now it's one of the things that, one of those little elements, those little design elements that we all love about Charlottesville. Yeah. And so I'll never forget that conversation, being so struck with his vision for this area. And it got me thinking then, boy, you know, one day the city's going to do something really beautiful with what are now just two big parking lots.
And I think you'll see that with the exhibits, with the entries, that the teams really did pull out some beautiful elements and some interesting things that really would add to Charlottesville.
Yeah. Now, what's what happens now when you announce the winners? Does the city council sit down and hire these designers who win? And are they going to do, you know, build this design? Or is this just something that the city puts out and says, hey, we sort of like this, developers, come to us with your plans?
I would say closer to the latter. Yeah. There's no guaranteed job for the winners. The three winners do receive prize money, but I think we're kind of still working with city staff and officials on what are the best next steps going forward.
Yeah, yeah. Now, what usually happens when cities do this kind of thing, because Charlottesville is not the only city to have a design competition, do you often see some type of development follow that is close to the design, or is it 50-50, or do we know?
I don't know exactly. I think it really depends on the quality of the entries and the support for those entries within city staff and officials. And I think we certainly have some quality entries here, and the city's been very supportive of the process so far.
We're talking with John Simmelhack and Jane Fisher of the Charlottesville Community Design Center about the Market Value Design Competition, and you can learn more online at marketvaluecompetition.org. Jane, tell me about the folks who have already picked the winners of the competition. Are there different categories, or is it just like blue ribbon, you know, red ribbon?
Yeah, we'll have... I don't want to give away too much, but there'll be winners announced, and the jury was the one who, that we know when they met, they determined which entries were best and then put them in different categories.
So that you just sort of left it up to the jury how they wanted to handle.
Yes, absolutely up to the jury. And in addition to that, in the middle of the jury weekend, we invited the public to come in on Saturday night from 6 to 8 and view all 63 entries and vote on their favorite, their personal favorite. And we had about 350 to 400 people come. We had 300 vote, which was amazing.
Yeah,
we would
yeah.
get 100, and we almost didn't print enough cards. And it was really an exciting night. And then the next day, we kind of talked about that with the jury. You know, this is what the community really was interested in, and this is their top choice. And how does that play into what they were looking at? And so it was inviting the community into it was wonderful.
Yeah, well, this is a wonderful thing. I want to congratulate and thank you both for bringing this along and making this happen, because I'm just one of those people that thinks we need more citizen input. We need more things like this. We need more people in the community to step up and share their feelings about growth and development, so that it's not just a conversation that takes place at City Hall or in the Albemarle County office building.
Right.
It really is a community discussion. And I'll tell you, with more high-rises being built in downtown Charlottesville and more people living and working downtown, these are conversations that are going to have to happen as we have... You know, we're going to see it over the next 20 years. Thousands and thousands of more people living and working in downtown Charlottesville. We'll start to see a real skyline take shape.
Exactly.
And this is these are discussions.
Now's the time to get into that
absolutely.
Conversation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you both so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Colin.
Great. Thank you. Come to Design Center.
Design Center Friday night at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Is the big announcement of the winners of the Market Value Design Competition. You can learn more online at marketvaluecompetition.org. A real quick break. We'll be right back. This is Charlottesville right now.
Mike is on line number two. How are you, sir?
I am calling you from the beautiful Outer Banks of North Carolina.
Huh?
I'm on vacation this week, but I could not miss my show.
When we go to the game, he said, we're there to the...
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.